This is the Composer's Datebook for October 20th. I'm John Burge. On today's date in 1950, Karl Unterl was named the artistic director of the Czech Philharmonic, a position he would hold for the next 18 years. Unterl had first conducted the Philharmonic back in 1930 when, upon graduation from the Prague Conservatory, he led the orchestra in one of his own compositions. For a time, Unterl debated whether to be a composer or a conductor. He opted for the latter and demonstrated a mastery of both classical and contemporary scores with other orchestras in Czechoslovakia. With all that in mind, it might not seem all that surprising that in 1950 he was eventually tapped to lead the Czech Philharmonic, but that would be ignoring the miracle that Unterl was even alive in 1950. In 1942, Unterl and his family were imprisoned in the Nazis' notorious Theresienstadt concentration camp. And in 1944, they were transported to Auschwitz, where his wife and young son were killed. Karl alone survived. In 1968, when Czechoslovakia was invaded by Soviet troops, Karl Unterl quit the Czech Philharmonic in protest and emigrated to Canada, where he served as music director of the Toronto Symphony until his death in 1973. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new. Thank you.